You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Fresh faces, fresh voices, fresh ideas, and more diversity. That's what both the Democrats and the GOP say they're looking for, hoping to attract voters in a nation becoming more diverse by the day. Stephanie Chang could certainly move the diversity meter in Lansing. Chang is a Democrat, and she won the primary in the Michigan 6th House District in southwest Detroit. And in that heavily Democratic district, it seems to set her up to win the seat in November, thus making her the first Asian American woman to serve in the state legislature. Stephanie Chang, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you so much.
Stephanie, you're the daughter of immigrants from Taiwan. Your district, the 6th, is predominantly African American. How much do you believe race and ethnicity did play into that primary race?
You know, I think that what I learned throughout this whole campaign is that ultimately people want someone who's going to work really hard for them and someone who shares their values and someone who they can trust. So, you know, I honestly did not get hardly any questions about my race. I mean, some people, I think, were curious. You know, when I was deciding whether or not to run, this was a question that I had, and I asked a lot of people about it. You know, I'm Asian American, the idea of serving a predominantly African American district, is that a problem? You know, and I think there's a couple things that people told me. One, just what I said, you know, the fact that people really want someone they can trust and that someone's going to work really hard. But also this district has a long history of diverse representation. Our current state rep is Rashida Tlaib, who is Palestinian-American. Before her was Steve Tabachman. Before him was Belda Garza. And, you know, we've also had Ilona Varga, who is Hungarian. And we also had McNeely, who was one of the first African-American folks in the state legislature who held the leadership position. So we have a long history of diverse representation for this district, and I am a continuation of that.
I want to get back to what convinced you as a 30-year-old Asian-American woman to say, all right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to run for office. Why?
Yeah, so I had actually been working as a community organizer for about a decade in Detroit, working on issues like affirmative action, voting rights, reforming our justice system. I helped start up a community-based elementary school. Running for office, honestly, wasn't something that I saw for my, you know, some people had asked me, have you ever thought about running for office? I was like, maybe, I don't know. When I was asked to run by Rashida Tlaib and other friends of mine, you know, initially I said no a few times, actually, because I really thought that I needed to continue on my path of being an organizer in the community and being an advocate on civil rights and social justice issues. And ultimately what I realized was that I can continue being an organizer on issues that I care about, but this time by serving in the legislature and using those skills that I have. So I'm really excited about putting that to use. You know, it was a six-month process, actually, of deciding whether or not I wanted to run. Initially, I said no, and then eventually I realized I should probably give it some more serious consideration. So over the course of 6 months, I met with a number of friends and mentors and just really realized that this is an amazing opportunity to make a difference in a bigger way for this district. So, you know, it took a while, but eventually I got there.
Now, you knocked on a lot of doors and you probably wore out a lot of shoe leather in that primary campaign. What kind of reaction did you get from voters? What did you hear? What's on their minds?
Yeah, so I started door knocking in March, and when it was 20-degree weather, and continued on all the way up until Election Day on August 5th. And so I actually personally knocked on doors across the entire district twice. And what I heard from people, it was, first of all, there are some things that are specific to some neighborhoods. But across the board, you know, the things that I heard were blight, so abandoned houses, and safety were absolutely the number one and number two things that I heard across the board, across the entire district, things that people want me to work on. But in addition, you know, when I talk to people about, you know, I really want to work on education issues, I want to work on strengthening our social safety net and reversing a lot of the cuts that have been made in this current administration, people, you know, were very enthusiastic about that as well. In some areas of the district, environmental justice and pollution issues are definitely at the top of some people's minds. So there are some issues that were specific to some neighborhoods. You know, the district is very large. It goes all the way over to Indian Village on the east side and all the way southwest to River Rouge and Ecorse. So there were, you know, it includes many, many neighborhoods and with a lot of different issues. But I think there are some common things that we see. And a lot of it, honestly, is quality of life issues as well, whether it be basic city services, getting streetlights back on, you know, reporting illegal dumping sites, you know, all these types of things that we need to do a better job of.
Stephanie, you are a millennial. It appears you are on your way to join a group that has been dominated by older white men. How do you plan to operate as a lawmaker?
You know, I think the same way that I've operated as an organizer. I'm someone who likes to bring people together. Most of the issues that I've worked on have been bipartisan coalitions where people come together around a common issue that might not work together on other issues ever. Whether it be affirmative action or reforming Michigan's public defense representation system, I've been a part of groups where people have come together. I think that, yes, I am young. I believe that I wouldn't actually be the youngest, but I am one of the youngest. And I think that as an organizer, I always ask a lot of questions, did a lot of listening, and I'm someone who is not afraid to speak up for what I believe in, but I'm also someone who is pretty good at getting along with all types of different people. And I think that putting those organizer skills to use will serve me well in the legislature.
Stephanie Chang, Democratic candidate for the State House from the 6th District in Southwest Detroit. Thanks for speaking with us today, Stephanie.
Thank you so much.